Yeah, look, I think we're seeing probably nationally about 35,000 homes and businesses still without power. That's a large reduction on, we have probably 600,000 plus. So in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal in particular, there are still pockets of areas, smaller pockets where DSB it's going to take a little bit more time to get to the problem areas. And we see small pockets of areas without power now across the northwest in particular. But look, I want to praise DSB crews and in particular the local authority across Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal. This was a mammoth task again, another storm. I think we've seen winds at the highest of 141 kilometres per hour. And we all know the devastation that it caused across our road network. So I think Met Éireann got it very right this time in calling the red weather warning. I am aware that a number of events were cancelled across a number of counties on Friday night and in what is an already tough time for businesses. So, look, I think caution was urged on by Met Éireann and by our statutory services, and I think they were right. We've seen sheds roof come off. We've seen sheds move from people's houses in estates. We've seen trees fall. We've seen some cars damaged. So look, it's going to take some time for things to be corrected. We still see some issues now on footpaths, which the local authorities will be working on today across Sligo, and many of our walkway areas, in particular in woodland areas. There's still some risk there as there are some trees that are loose there's still a risk in some of our trails, and some of them areas aren't back to normal yet for obvious reasons. So I want to praise the emergency services and the local authority staff. They were out when the weather warning turned to orange and yellow on Saturday. There was a risk assessment carried out of all the areas and incidents in question. And the teams were mobilised in particular into the national networks first and then the regional roads to allow safer access to and from places such as medical centres and hospitals, etc. So I think everything was in the main in terms of road network back to normal on Saturday evening or Saturday night. And I know the local authority crews were out on Sunday again, and ESB crews will be out for a number of days to come until power is restored to the 35 homes and businesses that are still without.
And it obviously goes without saying too that if you are in an area that is still without power, to check in on maybe elderly neighbours as well until such time as power is restored to that particular area.
Yeah, look, and I know yesterday I was in contact with a number of people who are living on their own or people who are elderly and are still without power. So it is important, as you say, to check in on those people. I know the ESB are anxious that power would be restored as soon as is possible. But some of the pocketed areas that are without power now, it's just a little bit more challenging. And the issue is more challenging in terms of access in the areas, for example. So, look, it's part of a bigger issue, I suppose, here where we've seen some flooding where we've never seen flooding before over recent weeks. And certainly a lot of issue with lines close to forestry across Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal. And that's something we have to look at, where there's ESB lines close to within forest networks. And maybe that's part of a bigger issue that policy needs to be drawn towards going forward. But look, I want to thank the emergency services, our hospital personnel who continue to work, and our local authority staff for ensuring our roads network was in the main back to usable means on Saturday evening last. And I think sometimes we take the staff that go out when we're all in our houses for granted. But there was a huge pocket of work done from Saturday at midday on into late Saturday evening. I know in particular in Sligo County Council, all the staff, outdoor staff, were mobilised, and I think they've done a fantastic job. And again, as I say, they worked through yesterday other outstanding issues, and we will see a number of the agencies continue to work, such as DSB and Quilcha, into the coming days, where there are still a number of issues, and there is still some risk, as I say, in terms of, in particular, woodland walkways.